All right, welcome back to another episode of the Badass Lifter Podcast. Today we're doing another Q&A episode. We haven't done one of these in a while, and I always love answering your questions because I want to make sure this podcast is actually making you become a strong, confident lifter. And the easiest way I can do that is by like directly answering your questions. If you want your question answered in the future, I take them from TikTok, Instagram, threads. Like I'll usually just ask people like what they want to learn about on the episode and people will give me questions. So if you want your question answered in the future, you can send me a message or let me know on any of those social media platforms and I'll make sure it's part of the next Q&A episode. But yeah, we have six really good questions that I think will relate to a lot of people who are listening. And yeah, let's just get started. First question I had was like, hey, I work a 9-to-5 job. It's a tough job. And sometimes it's hard to find motivation after working out. So what is something that I can do about that? And this is a totally fair question because a lot of people work 9-to-5 jobs and they have to kind of figure out where their workouts are going to be. And here's a couple of pieces of advice that I can give for that. So the first is that you kind of have a few options. You can work out before you go to work. You can work out on your lunch break. Or you can work out after work. And you need to decide which one of those makes the most sense for you. There's no like right answer to that. Like some people prefer getting it done before they go work. Some people prefer, like they're just not morning people. So they're going to do it after they're done their work. You just get to decide which one works the best for you and what sounds the most reasonable as part of your day-to-day life. For me, I tried the before, back when I had like more of like a 9-to-5-ish kind of job. I tried working out before and it just didn't work for me. And so working out after just made way more sense. So there's no wrong answer. You just got to know what's right for you. One, there's a couple things that we can do in terms of like the workout itself. The first one is something I like to call the 5-minute rule. So the 5-minute rule is after 5 minutes, I can leave, is basically what you say to yourself. And this does a couple things. So one, either you get a 5-minute workout in and you're good for the day. And then like, that's fine. And like that counts, or you're already there for 5 minutes and you're like, you know what? I'll get the rest of my workout done. I'm already here. Might as well just finish it. And so that I find helps get people started in their training. And for a lot of people, they'll just end up doing the full workout. As part of the programming, one thing that you can do is put your most important exercises first. So I like to do this in programming with people who don't have a lot of time to train or sometimes find motivation as a challenge, where I'm like, okay, you have 5 exercises. I'm going to make the first 2 the most important so that if you don't get to the other 3, you still had a pretty good workout in that's still helping you become a strong, confident lifter. That's something I found is really helpful, that if you decide to cut the workout short, you're still getting the most important things in, and it makes it like less daunting to get all of the exercises done if you just don't have the time or don't have the motivation for that day. So those are things that I would start with if you find that you're having issues after like your 9-to-5 job. Yeah. All right. The second question, and this is kind of a two-parter, is best ways to promote recovery and minimize soreness. So we're going to talk about the recovery first. If the first thing you have to do is make sure, do you actually have a recovery issue? And how you can kind of tell is, you know, on your workouts, do you find they're getting harder than they were before? Do you find you're coming in tired or that muscle group is not fully recovered? Like you we're deadlifting on Mondays and then you are deadlifting again on Thursday and you notice the Thursday workouts are more challenging or you don't feel quite up to it. Those can be signs that you have like a recovery issue and that something needs to change. Now there's a few things you can do as part of the program to try out. And this is going to be different for everybody. Recovery, one of the best things you can do is add more rest between workouts for muscle groups. Now what do I mean by that? So if on Monday you're deadlifting and then you deadlift on Thursday and you find that's just like not enough time to get back into deadlifting, you can move that Thursday deadlift workout to Friday as like kind of an example. I'll sometimes do this for like leg days where like if I had a really tough leg day, instead of doing the next leg day on Thursday, I'll move it to Friday to just get that extra rest. if you find that still not working, you need to look into other aspects of your life. Things like sleep. Are you getting enough food? How are your stress levels? Things like that. I would start with adding more rest between workouts and seeing how that goes, or maybe moving your workouts around to give certain muscle groups more rest than other muscle groups. In general, lower body tends to require more rest than upper body. The reason for that being is that in lower body workouts, you tend to use more weight, so it's more challenging on the body, as well as using larger muscle groups, which just require more time to recover. Like I can train arms really hard on Monday, and I might be able to work out by Wednesday or maybe even like late on Tuesday. But if I train like hamstrings really hard on Monday, I'm going to need minimum 2 days of rest before I actually get back into that training. So something to keep in mind as well. In terms of minimizing soreness, so there's kind of a few things that you can do. And one thing you have to keep in mind as well is that like being sore is not necessarily bad or good. I would say if you're always sore, there's probably an issue there in terms of recovery. But if you're never sore, that could be a sign that your workouts aren't challenging enough, or you're not stimulating the right muscle groups that you intended. So like if your hamstrings are never sore after like a hamstring workout, that could be a sign that like you aren't challenging the hamstrings enough if they're never sore, which I cannot relate to because after all of my hamstring workouts, I'm always sore, but that's unrelated to the question. It could also be a sign that the exercises you're picking are not actually stimulating the hamstrings for you. And you might need to focus on setup or change your form or try new exercises, things like that. But if you just like you do a hamstring workout and you just like never feel it in your hamstrings and you're never sore in your hamstrings, it just could be a sign that like something is wrong with the programming, and that you want to reevaluate what you're doing and maybe make some adjustments. To reduce soreness, proper amount of rest is going to be very similar to recovery, is like sleep, stress. You can do things like massage. I feel like that's more of like a temporary solution. It doesn't actually solve the problem if you are trying to minimize soreness in general. Drinking water is also a big one, that people tend to be more sore if they don't drink enough water. So maybe look into that as well. So those would be the tips, like sleep, stress, water, and also just making sure you're taking enough rest days between workouts so that you are rested enough and that like that muscle group is ready to train again. But great question. Third question we have here is, I already fell off my New Year's resolution. What should I do now? And so for some context, this was sent to me around like the 12th of January. And I kind of want to talk about like this mentality towards like, so what they're feeling is valid. I'm sorry they felt like they fell off already in their New Year's resolution. I think one thing to keep in mind is that like, this is still January. We are still very new, and that no one should be expected to have crushed their goals already in this amount of time. It's been 2 weeks. You've not failed. Maybe things haven't gone the way you expected. Maybe you missed some workouts, or you don't feel like they're working, or you don't really have a plan. All valid, all things that can be fixed. But I don't want you to feel like, okay, I'm already making mistakes. Am I just failing? Like, what should I do now? Because whatever goal you're working on matters to you, you should still focus on that goal, but you should accept that mistakes will be made along the way. And that doesn't mean that you're failing, but that means that we need to, okay, I'm missing all my workouts or half of my workouts. Like, what's going on here? Maybe I need a training program with less days a week. Maybe I need to reevaluate when I'm training. Focus, like use those mistakes as like learning opportunities, as opposed to being like, I missed this workout, I suck, I'm not going to get this done, I fall off my New Year's resolution. So that's, I disagree with the person who feels like they've already fallen off. Again, it's been 2 weeks. Just because you haven't crushed it yet does not mean that you can't accomplish that goal, or that like why even try kind of thing. Okay. Great question though. I'm sure a lot of people feel that. It's very common in January. You know, you have a lot of motivation January 1st, and then for many people, that motivation is gone by like mid-January, late January. Don't give up. You can still accomplish this. I don't want you to be too hard on yourself. You might just have to like rethink your strategy and go from there. Next one is how to learn more about form and progression. And I'm going to be honest, this could be like a whole podcast episode on its own, even for like different exercise. I think I have done these in the past. When we're talking about learning about form progression, so one, exercise videos help. I've made an exercise video library for the people I work with so that they have like an example of what it looks like. I think filming yourself, if you're comfortable with that, can actually go a long way because you can kind of see like, okay, like I'm moving this way and I'm supposed to move a different way. And not judging, but like it really helps you see what's going on. So videos, seeing other videos, having someone look at your form also goes a long way because they can kind of see what's going on. I do this for people that I work with. Well, they'll send me a video, you know, nothing Instagram worthy by any means, but they're like, okay, like how's the squat look? And I'll tell them like, okay, this looks good. Here are a couple things that we can fix to make it even better, that kind of thing. In terms of progressions, we could honestly do like, here's progressions on pushups, here's progressions on pull-ups, deadlifts, squats. So unfortunately, it's a little too vague for a Q&A podcast episode, because honestly, we could just do an episode on like progressions for pushups and pull-ups, or we could do an episode on like deadlift and squat progressions. If you have anything you want to learn more about, like, hey, I want to get better at pull-ups, but I can't do a full pull-up yet. What are some good progressions? Send me a message. I can definitely give you some ideas. I also have some free workout guides that have progressions. It's a great question because often for a lot of exercises, especially bodyweight exercises, if you can't do the regular movement yet, like you can't do a push-up yet, it's hard to be like, well, if I can't, like, what am I supposed to do? And that's where like progressions and regressions come in. So great question. If you have any specific exercises, I'm happy to give you like the most basic progression to the most advanced progression to kind of help you out with your training. The next one is like lifting after being sick. So a lot of the people that I worked with were sick recently. I don't know if it's just the season or like, I don't know, like the thing there's like, I was talking to my wife who's a nurse and she was saying there's like COVID and cold and a whole bunch of other viruses going on right now. And so I think it's just kind of the season of people being sick, but a lot of people, both that I worked with and both people who followed me were like, hey, like I was sick for 2 weeks. Like, how do I ease back into training? And should I make up for that lost time? So you should not make up for that lost time. Being sick is part of life. It is going to be part of the journey. I don't want you training while you're sick because at the end of the day, your body is already under enough stress and we don't need to add more stress that is exercising. If you exercise, especially if you exercise hard while you are sick, it can actually make it harder to recover from the sickness in general. And so that's something to keep in mind as well, is that I would rather you recover fully and then just go back to regular workouts as opposed to trying to force whatever results you're trying to get while being sick. You're not going to get really good results anyways while you're sick. So you might as well focus on getting better, recovering, and then kind of going from there. Now, in terms of easing back into training, my advice is just to like take it easy. Don't go back into the full swing of things. Don't add extra workouts from your regular program. Ease back into training because even when you don't feel sick anymore, you might not be at 100% yet. So I would even do like easier workouts, maybe like the first week or at least that first one or two workouts. Just like lift lighter weight, ease back into the movements, that kind of thing. Because like, even if you feel 100%, you might not actually be at 100%. And I'd rather you ease back into it than feel like you've lost some strength or things like that. It just helps you get back into the groove of training. Especially if you were sick for like 1, 2, 3 weeks, et cetera. Like you're going to need maybe a workout to ease into it and you might not be at 100%. So great question. Last question is, should I train one muscle group for each workout? So this is sometimes known as the bro split online, and kind of looks like on Monday we hit chest and on Tuesday legs, Wednesday back, Thursday arms, that kind of thing, where like all of your workouts are muscle group specific. You will do lots of exercises and lots of sets for that one muscle group, and then you don't touch it until like the next week or the next Monday or like whatever it might be. I don't love this idea. And I'm going to kind of talk about why. So when you're training a muscle group, there is a certain amount of stimulus you need to promote strength and hypertrophy. And there's a certain amount of days you need to rest. And there's pretty much no muscle group that, even if you train it really hard, that needs one day of training and 6 days of rest. 6 days is just a lot. Even if you train, like you train legs really hard, super heavy on Monday, it is unlikely that you're going to have to wait until next Monday before you can hit legs again. On top of that, you're spending so many time days recovering that you could easily have put another workout in there with that muscle group. Like if I train legs on Monday, like I can for sure get another leg workout on Thursday or Friday, maybe like Saturday. If I'm like, Saturday's even kind of pushing it. I almost like regret saying that. Like you might have to wait until Thursday or Friday before you can like train legs again. And so you kind of end up just missing another opportunity to get stronger if you're only training a muscle group on Monday and you don't get back to it until like next Monday. So not something that I would recommend, because I think we can just make your program more efficient and you don't have to do that. Now, one thing to keep in mind as well is that often in these muscle group ideas is that you'll do a lot of sets. Like, you know, you're doing shoulders and you'll do 20 sets of shoulders because it's shoulder day. So that's like the only thing you're focused on. Like, it would be better for you to split up that training over multiple days. And then like, instead of training shoulders, 20 sets, well, let's use 20 sets is a lot. Let's use like 15 or like 10 sets, on one day. It would actually be better for you to do 4 sets on one day, 3 sets on another day, 3 sets on another day, or do 5 and 5 or something along those lines, depending on what your schedule looks like. Because again, like you can just train muscle groups more often than once a week, especially upper body. Lower body, I would say twice a week is a good number. You can do a third if you, it's tougher and it's harder to recover and it's more challenging. Upper body, you can train more than twice a week in most cases. But I would stick with twice. And also keep in mind, if your lower body days have like deadlift as an example, which are kind of a back and leg exercise, you might not need more upper body days because you're already kind of hitting those on your lower body days as well. Now, I think if you're listening to this, you might be like, okay, well, how many sets do I have to do? Or how many exercises do I have to do? Like, this sounds like this is going to be a lot of work now, as opposed to just doing one muscle group a day. And it doesn't have to be, because you can split up, you can do the same amount of sets, just split over 2 or 3 days. So you're not like actually doing more work, and you can train multiple muscle groups and the same workout. So like a split I really like is Monday is lower body, Wednesday is upper body, Friday is full body, like 5 to 6 exercises for each workout. Or if you train 4 days a week, you can do lower body on Mondays and Thursdays, and then you can do upper body on Tuesdays and Fridays. And then you can just take that work that you were going to do in that one day and just spread it out across the workouts. Ends up being actually better results for a similar amount of work. You can recover properly, but you're also training frequently enough that you're getting stronger. And, you know, you're hitting each muscle group usually at least twice a week, sometimes more. So you're getting, it ends up being just like a better schedule for most people who want to become strong, confident lifters. Yeah, that's all the questions I had for today. Again, if you want me to answer your question in the future, absolutely let me know. Like, I love answering these questions because it helps me make you a strong, confident lifter, which is the whole point of the podcast. And yeah, thanks for listening to the Badass Lifter Podcast.